Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What we don't understand and what we condemn are those people that were not peaceful protesters. There is no call, no place for breaking windows, for setting vehicles on fire, for pulling people out of cars and beating them. There is no place for violence and vandalism to express your opinion, to make your point. I want to, in the strongest terms possible, condemn those people that were involved with that behavior. I want to just recognize the work of the Buffalo Police Department and our law enforcement partners. They were incredibly professional throughout this entire situation. I want to thank those who peacefully protested, who were peaceful protesters. But the peaceful protests ended hours and hours ago. And the folks that were still left on the streets trying to create mayhem were doing just that. It wasn't about George Floyd. It wasn't about justice. It was about vandalism. It was about looting. It was about doing damage. And that cannot be tolerated. And I want to send a message to the idiot on camera that lit a fire in City Hall by throwing a box that was on fire through a window. We have you on camera, you idiot. We are going to find you and prosecute you to the full extent of the law. So get ready, because we're coming. Again, we are the city of good neighbors. We're not perfect, but we work hard together. We listen to each other. We take care of each other. And what we saw tonight was not the city of good neighbors. My message to those who peacefully protested is thank you. My message to those vandals, those window breakers, those looters, is you did a real disservice to your community and to your families and to yourself. During this period of COVID-19, when small businesses in this community and around the country are already hurting badly, you hurt them even more. Think about that. Think about the damage you did to other human beings. This wasn't about justice for George Floyd. This was selfish, it was mean-spirited, and it was mindless. Tomorrow, we will be prepared. Again, I want to thank law enforcement at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level, and certainly the Buffalo Police Department for the tremendous job that they did in protecting this community and creating a safe space for people who wanted to peacefully protest to be able to safely do that. Now I want to turn things over to County Executive Poland Carson.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. Thank you for those eloquent words talking about why tonight is something we will remember for our lives. The Constitution of the United States protects a peaceable assembly. And that's what we had earlier today, was a peaceable assembly, a peaceable protest, where more than 1,000 individuals came down to Niagara Square to voice their anger, their disgust at what happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis. And we all join those individuals in our anger and disgust. But when it took the next step, when it went from a peaceful protest to the breaking and looting, breaking of windows, looting of businesses, and unfortunately, it's in many parts of the city of Buffalo, parts of Niagara Street, Elmwood, here on Court Street. You saw it on Delaware, on Main Street. That's not a peaceful protest. That's not sending a message to the community that you care about injustice. That just means you care about yourself and you just want to destroy and destroy and hurt other people. Well, as I said earlier, as the mayor just noted, we are the city of good neighbors. The vast majority of individuals that were here today were here for a peaceful protest to say enough's enough. We will not tolerate further racial injustice. We will not tolerate further police brutality. When that was going on, you saw the police officers of the Buffalo Police Department and the other agencies, U.S. Marshals, Erie County Sheriffs, New York State Court System, New York State Troopers, stand there and take what was a lot of abuse, but take it in a professional manner and do it such that there were not the types of incidences in Buffalo that you see in other parts of the country where there's actual and out fighting between police officers and protesters. And I want to commend all of our law enforcement for the professional way they handled it tonight. And I, like the mayor, am disgusted about what happened with those who wanted to take it up a notch. City Hall is one of the most beautiful buildings in all of America. And there, as the mayor noted, is an idiot who actually lit it on fire. There was damage to part of City Hall. Thankfully, not much. But that person is on video. And we look forward to prosecuting that individual for destroying the people's house, or trying to destroy the people's house. Because City Hall is not owned by any one of us. It's owned by the people of our community. The same, there was damage done to Family Court building. But damage can be repaired. There was an individual who was injured tonight, and we still do not have the full report on that individual, but a gentleman, I believe, was pulled from his vehicle and beaten. That does not honor the memory of George Floyd. That does not honor the memory of Michael Brown, of Eric Garner. That's just out-and-out horribleness that I don't think is indicative of the people of this community. We can do better, we will do better. And I look forward to joining my neighbors tomorrow to help clean up some of the mess that was created tonight, because that's what we stand for in the City of Good Neighbors, helping out others in their need. So on behalf of the people of Erie County, I want to remind everyone that the curfew is in effect until 7 a.m. We will reevaluate and decide whether we need to put a curfew in tomorrow night after discussing with law enforcement. But let's hope this is the only night we ever deal with this, and that the good people of our community stand up and say, we will not tolerate that, and we will not be defined by individuals who cause such damage. We will be defined by the rest of the people who peacefully protest and those who come together to say, not in our community. Thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to Captain Jeff Rinaldo of the Buffalo Police Department.
Thank you. As both the mayor and the county executive said, first off, a heartfelt thank you from the Buffalo Police Department to all of our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners. Literally every agency in Erie County, as well as some from Niagara County, came in to assist us and to assist the citizens of the city of Buffalo to keep our city safe. We saw a very peaceful demonstration that started at approximately 4:45 in Niagara Square. By 5:30, that demonstration broke off and started walking the streets of Delaware Avenue. And at some point thereafter, they then splintered into smaller groups and started dispersing throughout all of downtown, as well as the lower west side of the city of Buffalo. There were multiple windows broken throughout the Main Street corridor, Niagara Street, Grant Street, and other areas of those sections I mentioned, as well as some stores were looted. We had a vehicle fire in the square, as well as somebody, an idiot, who lit something on fire and tossed it into an office of City Hall. We also have seen vandalism to numerous parked vehicles, as well as some construction sites and other businesses. Again, I've been in law enforcement for 23 years. I've never seen this in this city. I hope to never see it again. But I have to say, the professionalism of every officer on the line was outstanding. And with that, we have made over 7 arrests. There are other arrests that are pending, and we will dedicate all of our resources to identifying people that looted stores and caused damage. There is a ton of video surveillance that has been collected, and we will be working towards making those arrests in the near future. Thank you.
We'll open up to the questions that you have at this time.
Mayor Brown, at this hour, are the streets clear throughout the city with any large groups?
The Buffalo Police report that the streets are relatively clear now of protesters in the city of Buffalo.
What were those 7 people charged with?
Captain.
The charges range from everything from inciting a riot to disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, obstruction of governmental administration, as well as criminal mischief.
Captain, the difficulty of so many different areas of the city, does that present a difficulty for you?
We were prepared for that contingency. You know, we, as I've said before, we pay attention to what happens not just locally but also around the country. It definitely presents its own set of challenges, but we were prepared for it. And most importantly, thankfully, we didn't see a series of fires throughout the city or other severe acts of vandalism other than broken windows in a few stores that did get looted. For the most part, the level of violence was kept to a minimum with a few people that were injured.
How many pending arrests, DJ?
Right now, I would say we have at least 7 more pending arrests.
In a lot of communities around the country, it's happened more than one night. What's going on to make sure you're ready for tomorrow?
I can tell you that we have spoken with all of the partners that were here today, and they are a phone call away. We have a plan that is being formulated as we speak to have all of those assets back into our city tomorrow to be prepared should this start up again.
Are you expecting more gatherings tomorrow?
We are preparing for that contingency if it so arises. I unfortunately have to stand here and tell you that at least dozens and dozens of businesses have suffered some kind of damage to their property.
The gentleman who was pulled from the car, didn't he also drive into that crowd? There seems to be some confusion. Do you have any insight to that? How that situation unfolded?
We know from what we were observed that the vehicle did drive down the street. We do not believe he attempted to drive into the crowd. I think he was accidentally found himself in the middle of that situation as it was unfolding, and people ran out and began attacking the car and took him out. We sent a quick reaction force in to rescue him. We were able to get him into the federal courthouse and get him medical attention. He's currently, my understanding is, at ECMC.
Executive, you made reference to looking forward to cleaning up, joining with the City of Good Neighbors and cleaning up tomorrow. Is there a mass plan to do that, and is that something people can participate in if they want to help clean?
Well, there are certain businesses, unfortunately, and as it was noted in the West Side, as well as downtown, that have suffered damage. I'm sure some of those business owners may not even realize they've damaged to their facilities, their businesses. We were seeing some actually patching them up as we were coming through. The goal is to help those in need. That's what we do in this community. Earlier today, or about an hour and a half ago or so, I actually went to Elmwood Avenue area and saw damage that was being repaired, neighbors that were chipping in. We're certainly going to do our best to help those in need. And we're also going to do our best to ensure that this does not happen again tomorrow. We, as I said, the state of emergency will still be in effect. We will make a determination tomorrow by the afternoon as to whether or not a curfew will be in place for tomorrow night. We'll base that on the discussions with law enforcement from both the local, state, and federal levels. And when we talk about the state level, the mayor and I had been in conversations earlier today with the governor's office, and Mike Coppi, the head of emergency services for New York State, they've offered to us whatever we need. And they have pledged to us that if we need additional state troopers, they'll be coming in tomorrow. And if we needed the National Guard, we can have the National Guard here. Our hope is, based on the information that we receive in the next few hours, that this is it. But we're going to plan for this not being it, because as was noted, in other communities, they've seen protests night after night. The one thing that I think is good about what we saw tonight, if there's anything good about what we saw tonight, is it was not a very large, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. There were splinter groups of the few hundred that were left that after the protest had really broken up, when it went from a peaceful protest to a not so peaceful protest. So it's not as if we're worried about thousands of people being on the streets. We didn't see it tonight, and I don't think we'd see it tomorrow. But we are, and we do know that there were individuals who engaged in violence tonight who are out, and they may be back tomorrow. So we're going to put it together, a plan to ensure that, like we were prepared today as a community, we will be prepared tomorrow so that we do not see a replication of tonight.
Captain, when the disbursement order came in at about 8 o'clock hour, everyone was given a two-minute warning. They also started heading towards Niagara Street, but there were still people lingering, a large crowd of about 100 people who were still in the square. Can you walk us through the logic of, you know, not going through and starting those arrests? I mean, there was still some tension between, you know, those who were holding the line and those people who were lingering in the square after the, you know, you might be arrested within 2 minutes order.
Sure. I mean, you have to work with the resources that you have. When you have a large crowd, the goal is to disperse that crowd. You give a dispersal warning. If they don't adhere to it, then we turn to a less lethal option to move people and break them into smaller groups. Those that linger and those that stay are those that got arrested tonight when they refused to leave even after a dispersal order was given.
How was your police department doing? How was the state of mind, everything like that?
Yeah, you know, they're holding their own. They're tired. You know, we saw abuse of our officers between yelling, screaming. We had multiple officers hit with bricks and stones and bottles. Thankfully, we sustained no serious injuries. But, you know, as I've said time and time again, this is what we signed up for. We come to work, we do our job, we protect our city.
Were the people who were arrested from the city of Buffalo?
I don't have that information yet.
We have heard you folks say that this is people coming from the outside and causing this. I've heard people say that in so many different jurisdictions. Where are these people coming from?
You know, we've seen, especially with some of the intelligence that we received today from various factions, believe it or not, it's a lot of people from suburban communities that come into their urban environments and create chaos because they feel that they can get away with it here. And it's people from other cities that just decide that they're going to take advantage of places and come and cause chaos. As the mayor said, as the county executive said, we know who was from Buffalo today because they were the ones in the square expressing their First Amendment rights. And they were also the ones in the square that when we had to start breaking this protest up, decided to leave. And they walked up the street and they got in their cars and they went home. Those that didn't were the people that were here to cause problems and damage. And I have to believe that that's a small percentage of the residents of the city of Buffalo.
Any more? We good?
Any injuries to officers, U.S. Marshals? Do you have any?
Minor injuries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.